Click kaya959.co.za
to download the Kaya Biz podcast.
You're listening to Kaya Biz here on Kaya 959. This particular story is one that interests all of us and really plays an impact in how you and I transact and live our lives. Now, typically, we do have some access to digital solutions, and maybe these days you tend to carry very little cash on you because you've got your banking card on your phone, on your watch. Maybe you still prefer to tap or insert it into a point of sale device. But for a large majority of the country at large, we actually see that 2 out of 3 transactions is settled using physical cash. And that costs about 90 billion rand a year to manage. Now, this is on the back of some data and insight that we do have from the likes of Bloomberg, who've published an article to give us some insight as to how South Africa is set for its biggest cash overhaul system in decades. To help us understand what this means, why it matters, the impact on banks and you and I as consumers, we're joined by banking analyst and director at Denker Capital, the legendary Kokkie Kooyman. Such a pleasure to have you back on the show, sir. Welcome to Kaya Biz.
Yeah, no, thank you. thank you for the introduction. I must live up to that.
Oh, Kokkie, we've come a long way. I remember speaking to you back at the day, in the days with Alicog, when ROEs yes. of competitive banks would always be part of our analysis. But I guess this time around, instead of looking at the quantitative or qualitative analysis of the banks, we're also looking at where we are in terms of South Africa's cash environment and how this might be shifting the ATM system in the country. Perhaps let's just start there. There's been ongoing concerted efforts by the South African Reserve Bank to make sure that we reduce our reliance on cash. Maybe talk us through just how far we are in terms of regulations, preparedness, but also the innovations that have been introduced by the banks to enable digitalization of payments.
Yeah, no, you're quite right. I mean, cash is an enormous burden on our economy and on society, because in the end, every person who forms part of the economy pays that cost, because it's in the end calculated into the services that banks provide. And you can imagine that the most expensive part is not only the ATMs that we use, but right from the printing of the notes, but very importantly, the transportation and the safekeeping of the cash. And criminal activity, that makes the safekeeping very, very expensive, and then insurance problem as well. So the big problem is that the Reserve Bank has been trying to follow the example of other countries, especially in Europe, mm-hmm. where cash utilization is down to about, like in Sweden is one of the best examples, down to 2% of transactions are cash-based. In South Africa, that is all very, very high. And so the Reserve Bank has tried to use digitization to bring cash usage down. And one of the most recent examples is the introduction of PayShap. So it's a very cheap, and I hoped it would be free, and it is in some cases free already. Standard Bank were the last bank now to also reduce their fee for PayShap transactions, where you can digitally transmit and pay cash or for transactions, and so reducing the need of cash. The problem with those digital or the digitization of the banking services is those areas in South Africa where we still haven't got coverage, Wi-Fi coverage. And so then it's very difficult for them to use a cell phone if you haven't got coverage, and you must obviously have data on your phone as well. Mm. And it is with this in mind that the Reserve Bank's actually going almost contra to trying to reduce cash. It's now trying to come up with a system that will improve the cash in those areas. And so it's a bit about inclusivity. Yeah. Now, the two things, well, maybe let me just explain what the Reserve Bank is planning to do. It's at the moment a plan. It's been proposed to the banking system, banks and the retailers to combinedly with the Reserve Bank form a new entity, mm-hmm. which will then control cash dispensation and the ATM. So the ATMs will not belong to the banks anymore. It will belong to this new entity. Yes. You won't have the branding that we see. And And so the Reserve Bank or that new entity will distribute cash throughout the country.
Yep. And this is essentially, I guess, a part of their strategy called the Cash Smart Strategy. Essentially, just
quite correct.
White label ATMs, you can go up to anyone and withdraw money from any of them without them having a particular affiliation to any of the banks themselves. I'm keen to understand the impact that this might have on the banks themselves as institutions. We have noticed that they have reduced the number of ATMs they have in certain areas. The 2021 looting and unrest also just added further pressure to that, coupled with crime in terms of ATM bombings. But will it impact their margins? Or is this more of a cost factor that actually might work to their benefit?
Yeah, I think in terms of the cost factor, it will actually work to their benefit because at the moment you can go into a shopping mall and you've got an ATM from Absa, FNB, Standard Bank, Capitec, Nedbank. And so there's a lot of duplication in the system. Also, when it comes to the cash transfers, cash transmission, making sure that there's cash in each of those ATMs. So in that regard, the unification, if you call it that, or the white labeling, most probably you'll see further reduction of the number of ATMs, which in that way will reduce the cost. And so for the banks, it actually will be profitable to get rid of having to manage the cash themselves, because that is one of the biggest elements of cost, except the branch system for the banks. A possible negative is that you're taking what drives capitalism. Capitalism is driven by competition.
Yes.
And to make sure that you keep your clients happy, you always make sure that there is, you know, enough cash in your ATM, that there is enough uptime, that, you know, you're just service levels at the ATM. As soon as it goes white labeling, it becomes the responsibility of that new entity. And will that new entity be able to motivate its employees and the system, et cetera, to the same extent as banks do when their name and their brand is involved? And I think that is the risk, that your service levels might drop. But for the banks, certainly the cost of cash transportation and holding cash and ATMs will certainly improve their profitability.
Got you. Gokie, South Africa is a very interesting economy because it's almost a dual economy. Those in urban areas who have access to digital technologies and even understand the usage and trust the systems in place. And then there's also part of our economy that is heavily reliant on cash, largely in what would be described as the informal sector, where cash is still viewed as a great store of value, something that we want to physically touch and feel and understand how it is that we're going to use it. Given the fact that we've seen retailers, telecommunications companies, and banks themselves all play their role in fintech inclusion and financial inclusion, how do you see this new cash smart strategy essentially being rolled out? And are there potential winners? Are there potential losers? Does it open up the opportunity for enhanced competition as well?
So firstly, the articles I've read so far on the topic says that rolling this out, well, obviously first the planning phase, the discussion phase, the getting all the possible players involved to view their opinions and then the rolling out itself could take 3 years. So we're looking quite into the future, 28, 29, possibly before this works. All the entities that are cash heavy should benefit because their cost levels go down. Will there be new players? Who's going to do the transportation of the cash? Will it be, at the moment, let's say two or three security companies? Mm. Is it a new security company? Is there new renegotiations? Because the articles and what I've read so far reckon there will be less cash that needs to be transported. But then definitely I think society will benefit. Every consumer will actually, if this works well and if the benefits are fed through to the clients, then you'll pay less for banking services at the end of the day.
100%. I can't wait to see what this does do, and maybe also improve some of the revenue drivers for the banks and other banking solutions we see in the country, given that the SARB is also looking to even out the payments landscape between banks and payment platforms. Interesting times we live in, Kuki. Who would have thought that a hole in the wall would evolve in such an interesting way over the years?
Yeah. No, indeed. Indeed. And maybe just the last one, I don't want to give my age away,
sure.
But I remember when you had to go to a bank and you had to withdraw your cash or deposit your cash inside the bank branch.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, and then when ATMs were introduced, it was a revolution.
Right.
So, yes, we've come a long way. And that's the exciting thing, modern technology. We keep progressing. We keep making progress, keep changing.
100%. Oh, you reminded us when going to the bank was an appointment people looked forward to on a Saturday morning. Thanks again, Kuki. Wishing you a wonderful festive season.
Thank you very much.
That's Kuki Kooiman, banking analyst and director at Denker Capital. Interesting times indeed when it comes to the banking environment in South Africa. Looking at a potential plan where essentially ATMs will just be white labeled. No names, no brands, no bank specifications. Just a machine that all of us have access to in case we'd like to use cash. Otherwise, you can tap. Share your thoughts, 063-688-0959.
Click kaya959.co.za
to download the Kaya Biz podcast.